Good morning, my family. Let's begin today with a quote from Shane Claiborne. The work of a community, love, reconciliation, and restoration is not the work of politicians. This is the work that we are called to do. Think about it. Former evangelist of the PTL Club, Jim Baker, speaks of events that occurred immediately after his release from prison. When I was transferred to my last prison, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, said he wanted me to come up out of prison and find a job. He wanted to give me a job, a house to live in, and a car. It was my fifth Christmas in prison. I told Franklin that it would not be wise to do this. It would hurt you and the family. The Grahams don't need my baggage. Franklin looked at me and said, Jim, you are my friend in the past, and you are my friend now. If anyone doesn't like it, I'm looking for a fight. So when I got out of prison, the Grahams sponsored me and paid for a house and gave me a car to drive. The first Sunday out of prison, Ruth Graham called the halfway house and asked permission for me to go to the Montreat Presbyterian Baptist Church. When I got there, the pastor welcomed me and sat me with the Graham family. There were two rows of them. I think every Graham aunt, uncle, and cousin was there. The organ began playing, and the place was full except from one seat next to me. Then the doors opened, and in walked Ruth Graham. She walked down the aisle and sat next to me, inmate 07407-058. I had only been out of prison 48 hours, but she told the world that Jim Baker was her friend. After she asked if I would come up to their cabin for dinner, I agreed. And when she asked me for some addresses, I pulled this envelope out of my pocket to look for them. In prison, you're not supposed to have wallets, so you just carry an envelope. She asked, don't you have a wallet? And I said, yeah, this is my wallet. After 5 years of brainwashing in prison, you think an envelope is truly a wallet. She walked into the other room and said, here's one of Billy's wallets. He doesn't need it. You can have it. Now, my brothers and sisters, I'm not a Jim Baker fan, but this is a wonderful story of redemption. And what I take away from this story is that not only should we expect for God to redeem us, but we should be willing to redeem others. Redemption, in brief, is a price paid to restore persons back to wholeness. Jim Baker and the leadership of the PTO Club literally defrauded hundreds of people of their life savings. He deserved to go to jail. But after society's debt was paid, it was the righteousness of the Graham family that was there to restore him back to wholeness. When it comes to stories like this, we must remind ourselves that this is exactly what Christ has done for us. He paid for our sin debt that we might be restored back to God. But the point that's worth making is that is exactly what we should be willing to do for those who are truly repentant. Jesus, whenever he healed someone, he had the common phrase he often used. He just did not say, you have been healed, but he would say, you have been made whole. That's total restoration. This is one of the righteous activities that makes our faith so peculiar yet so glorious at the same time. People who have fallen need to have a place where they can be restored, restored back to families, restored back to society, restored back into marriages and communities. Restoration enables persons to become the good persons they once were. the respectable persons they can now become again. And this is a necessary service that God's people must offer to the world. If you were to search for God, you may or may not find him in the church, but you will certainly find God's activity in places where people's lives need to be restored. For that's where you will find the active, yet powerful and peculiar presence of God's people, making people whole. Let's pray. Our Lord and our God, our great King and our Savior, creator of all humankind, creator of life, we thank you, God, for the power of restoration. From the very beginning, God, you started a program of reconciliation and restoration. And we now find that that is made possible through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that you have discovered us and you made it possible for us to have our lives be made whole. We thank you, God, for that power, the power of your love that overrules our faults, our sins, our mistakes. We thank you, God, for the power of love that enables us to reconnect with you and to find our true and righteous selves in a relationship with you. We thank you, God, for the sacrifice of your Son who willingly gave himself to pay our sin debt so that our salvation may be made possible. So thank you. We pray, O God, that as you have done it for us, that we might find space in our hearts to love others back to wholeness, that we might discover the true beauty and blessing and meaning of life is not to serve ourselves, but to serve others. We thank you, God, for the possibility that you have given to us in this day. We thank you, God, for the choices that are before us, and that we pray that your Holy Spirit might guide us into making those decisions that lead to glorifying your name. So we praise you and honor you. Thank you for our health. Thank you for the vision you've given into our hearts. Thank you for the possibilities in this day that are made available for us to get it right and to offer you praise through our service. Bless us this day is our prayer, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Well, this brings us to a close, my sisters and brothers, but I want you to remember this. Always remember to live each day in love with God. You guys Amen. Have a good day.
Thank
and
you.
Be blessed.
Thank you.